Case shivers. So long now, and they have not been seen to touch. Around them, the absolute blackness is alleviated by texture. Concrete? They are dressed as they have always been dressed, in clothing Case has posted on extensively, fascinated by its timelessness, something she knows and understands, the difficulty of that. Hairstyles, too. He might be a sailor, stepping onto a submarine in 1914, or a jazz musician entering a club in 1957. There is a lack of evidence, an absence of stylistic cues that Case understands to be utterly masterful. His black coat is usually red as leather, though it might be dull vinyl or rubber. He has a way of wearing its collar up. The girl wears a longer coat, equally dark but seemingly of fabric, its shoulder padding the subject of hundreds of posts. The architecture of padding in a woman's coat should yield possible periods, particular decades, but there has been no agreement, only controversy. She is hatless, which has been taken either as the clearest of signs that this is not a period piece, or simply as an indication that she is a free spirit, untrammeled by even the most basic conventions of her day. Her hair has been the subject of similar scrutiny, but nothing has ever been definitively agreed upon. The 134 previously discovered fragments, having been endlessly collated, broken down, reassembled by whole armies of the most fanatical investigators, have yielded no period and no particular narrative direction. Zaprudered into surreal dimensions of purest speculation, ghost narratives have emerged and taken on shadowy but determined lives of their own, but Case is familiar with them all and steers clear. And here in Damien's flat, watching their lips meet, she knows that she knows nothing, but wants nothing more than to see the film of which this must be a part. Must be. Above them, somewhere, something flares white, casting a claw of Caligarian shadow, and then the screen is black. She clicks on replay, watches it again. She opens the site and scrolls a full page of posts. Several pages have accumulated in the course of the day in the wake of the surfacing of number 135, but she has no appetite for them now. It seems beside the point. A wave comes crashing, sheer exhaustion, against which the Columbian is no defense. She takes off her clothes, brushes her teeth, limbs wooden with exhaustion and vibrating with caffeine, turns off the lights, and crawls, literally, beneath the stiff silver spread on Damien's bed. To curl fetal there and briefly marvel, as a final wave crashes over her, at the perfect and now perfectly revealed extent of her present loneliness.